A difficult hike. Let's go on a hike, my husband said. It'll be fun, he said. I was all in because I had no idea what I was really in for. It started off nice and easy, but then we faced drastically steep trails across the side of the mountain. My eldest daughter has struggled with asthma and began to have a hard time catching her breath. My husband, having suffered from asthma himself, was able to help her calm down and get her breathing back to normal. She wanted to quit. We assured her that we could see the top from where we were standing and encouraged her that we would make it. After a short rest, we continued on the trail. Little did we know, we were really only about a quarter of the way through our hike. We entered a slot canyon area that was lovely and shaded, and where you could hear your voice echo when you spoke. We figured the worst was over and our destination was just around the corner, but no. There were more switchback trails that were shorter but much steeper. Once we got through those, we came upon a section of the trail that made me internally say, "Okay, we have come this far, but there is no way I'm taking my children up there." Ahead of us was a mountain that I can only describe as looking a lot like a giant rock potato chip. I mean, who would want to climb a giant rock potato chip? Along the trail, there were thick metal chains anchored into the rock to help you climb without falling to your death. Hikers at the summit looked like little ants because they were so far away. "Come on," my husband assured me. "It's right up there. It'll be fine." My kids were keen on the idea too, so I took a deep breath and started on the road of submission, craning my neck back to make sure I still had two daughters. "Be careful, girls. Don't step there. Hold on to the chain. Slow and steady." "Oh my gosh, be careful." "No, hold on to the chain." Then the rain started. Sure, it was refreshing, but it also made our hands slippery on the metal chain. We were just getting to the most dangerous portion of the trail when it began to really rain on us. Okay, I was done. I couldn't handle any more. My panic was becoming overwhelming, and I was about to give up, but about 5 minutes later the rain stopped, and we came to the end of the metal chain to see the summit. We had done it, and the view was worth it. We spent some time up there, ate some snacks, drank some water. We were wowed by the vast valley and the deep, rich red of the mountains against the big blue sky. It was a memory that none of us will soon forget. On our way back down, we encouraged those weary hikers still heading up the trail by saying, "You're almost there. You can make it. It's worth it."